Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Tony Scott, my buddy from Southeast Radio in Ireland, joins us this morning. Hey, Tony. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, but good afternoon from us here in Wexford. I've just had to stay silent on air for 10 seconds. The program director was looking in a panic. Why has he gone quiet?
They hate it when we do that, let me tell you. So I sent Tony a box of Lucky Charms. He said, I'd never had Lucky Charms before. Had you heard of it before?
I've heard of Lucky Charms, and I've wondered, why are all these Americans talking about Lucky Charms? I've never seen them in the supermarkets here.
It's amazing to me that they're not marketed in the Emerald Isle, because I would think it would be a natural.
Do you know why I think they're not marketed here?
Huh.
Because they're not Irish!
would that be the equivalent of you folks making something there, calling it Stars and Stripes, and then trying to sell it to us here?
Oh, you mean you've never had any?
Stars and Stripes cereal, delicious. Well, you know,
God bless Stars and Stripes.
You know, I found out something interesting, by the way. The yes. Lucky Charms, the commercials here for Lucky Charms for years are always like, oh, always have to be Lucky Charms. You know, Lucky the Leprechaun and everything, right? Uh-huh. The guy who voiced Lucky the Leprechaun for so many years, he admitted, goes, I'm not even Irish. I know.
That is sacrilege.
Sacrilege, yes. I know. So you've had your chance to try Lucky Charms now, right? So I sent you a box.
No, I'm about to do it. Oh, I've opened the box.
Oh, I can't wait. This is live
I've
on
opened it, and I've had a smell, and all I can smell is this sugar.
Mm. Okay, if you just joined us, my friend Tony Scott, who is a fellow broadcaster in Ireland, is trying a box of Lucky Charms for the first time.
These look weird.
That's the least of it, my friend.
What's all that kind of polluted stuff I can see amongst all the beige
stuff?
Those
are marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
Yellow moons, pink hearts, green clovers.
What's this got to do with Ireland? Hold on, I've stolen some milk from the boss.
Oh, you have milk there. Good, okay. Very good. It's actually delicious. I've enjoyed it my entire life as a child on. I'm sure you're going to love it.
Hold on, I'm going down.
He's going in for it. Here we go.
Oh, my God. You know what?
What do you say?
I would have been better off going to the kitchen and just eating a bowl of sugar. That is the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Really?
That's not Irish.
No,
we don't serve stuff like that.
I was telling
you. Let me try one of those things on the
just by itself. Okay, which one are you having?
The green one.
Green? Is that green clover? Is that supposed to be a clover?
I'm not sure what the heck this is. That's not a marshmallow.
It is a weird.
What kind of marshmallow is that?
Some sort of styrofoam something. I don't know.
Where do they make those things? In Ukraine?
Actually, you know, it's funny. General Mills is marketing a box of just marshmallow Lucky Charms. What do you think of that?
This General Mill guy.
He's a military person.
You see, Lucky Charms are made in Area 51.
So that's
why they're magically delicious.
That's right.
Wow.
So we're giving this a thumbs down, huh?
I'm afraid I have to. I mean, I've been to the States.
I covet your honesty here, Tony. I really do.
I went to the States, 2007, I think it was.
Yes.
2008. Went to New York City. And the hotel I was staying at on Broadway, we went to this diner. And they did everything I expected a diner to do for breakfast. You know, you had your pancakes.
Bacon
your sausage,
and eggs. And yes,
bacon
yes,
and eggs.
Yeah.
No Lucky Charms in there.
Had you asked for some, they might have had it. You never know. Can you see the waitress? Oh, we keep that in the back. That's for
Do
our...
you know the password?
That's right. That's for our special customers. What's the secret phrase? Oh, they're magically delicious. Oh. Get this man a box of Lucky Charms. So what kind of cereal do you like there, Tony? I mean, what does Tony Scott have in the morning if he has cereal?
My favorite would be Kellogg's. You have Kellogg's?
Well, Kellogg's is the company. I mean, they make Frosted Flakes. Do you like Frosted Flakes?
No, I have a different. Have you heard of honey nut cornflakes?
Oh, yeah.
You've got honey nut cornflakes?
We have honey nut cornflakes, sure, yeah.
Yeah, they would be my number one.
Okay.
Maybe some, what's that posh cereal called?
Do we have posh cereals here? I don't. I don't
the one, one, not muesli, the other thing.
Mueslix? I mean, that sounds like something that your body expels. Give me a bowl of muesli. Oh, give me a second here. I'm going to go in the other room and get it for you. You know? You know what? You might not want to look at this, you know?
Wait, granola.
Oh, granola. Okay, I guess. That's a little too natural for me. I like
a bit of granola.
I like something chemically processed as much as possible. Again, back to the Lucky Charms.
Pop-Tart.
All right. Well, there you go. Tony Scott, apparently our experiment went terribly awry.
Never. I appreciate the thought, though.
Absolutely. Whatever you do with that box of Lucky Charms, you know, maybe there are some stray dogs in your neighborhood that might...
I would be done for animal cruelty. And do you know what? I'm not even going to burn that box because it will probably erupt.
It's true.
So I'm going to do a controlled explosion.
You want to talk about putting CO2 into the atmosphere? There you go.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you very much.
Tony Scott from Southeast Radio in Wexford, Ireland. Thank you, my friend.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.